Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hour number four, At Home with Gary Sullivan. Thanks for joining me, and good afternoon. You're... well, working hard around the home, or at least planning to do so, we can help. Let me give you the phone number. We got lines that are wide open. It's 749-5500, or you can get our 800 line. It's 800-823-8255. Kind of gloomy, not exactly a beautiful day, but, well, good enough to get a few things done around the home, that's for sure. Let's get right back to the phones, and we have John. John, welcome. Hey, John. Doesn't sound like John is there. So we will put John and disconnect him. All right, if you'd like to take John's place, go ahead. When I was talking about it being gloomy, it was, yeah, you're probably not going to mow the grass or cut any bushes and trim or anything along those lines. But certainly there's things to do on the inside of the home, and a really easy one all the time. And easily ignored, too, as we go into the air conditioning season. Maybe you had the air conditioning on for the last week or so. Make sure that filter's been changed. Easy enough to do, different sizes. Remember, changed every 90 days, unless you got those just regular fiberglass ones. So just a little heads up on that, and let's go to Lucy. Lucy, welcome. Hey, Lucy, you got to turn your radio down. All right.
My name is Misty.
Misty? Okay, fire away.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to comment if that guy is still listening that called about the tub epoxy.
Uh-huh.
My husband is a he rehabs homes, and we've done many of those tubs, and that does work very well. However, a light sand on it does help a lot. But we used, like you said, you had brushed it on it and you could see it.
Right.
We rolled it on, but we used the sponge rollers.
Okay.
And it didn't leave any of the marks in it and stuff. Now, you want to have a few extra ones because you'll have to change them quite often. But they work really, really well. So I was just trying to add some
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So just those little... what are they, 3-inch sponge rollers? I guess they even make them in bigger sizes, too.
Yeah, you can get them like 3, 5. Yeah. You can even get them in the regular
yeah,
size.
You can.
Use the 4 or 5-inch ones, and it seemed to be easier to get in the smaller areas and stuff with.
Yeah, I know they've tried to do the one-coat ones, and I agree with
you.
You need to have that epoxy on there. So, hey, thanks for the tip.
Yeah, the epoxy gives it a shine, and it looks really nice when it's done.
Very good. Thanks, Miss...
Bye. Thank you. You have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. And again, it's 749-5500, 800-823-8255. Karen, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
I saw something about a product called Dow Tile, and it looks like you can put it over your existing ceramic tile. Have you heard of that product?
Is this on the floor or the walls or?
Well, it just showed it in like Home Depot, and it just showed it as like going over the tile. It didn't really show it whether it be the wall or the floor, but I just was
so kind of... there's all kinds of flooring out there now. It's really an exciting time, really. There's all different kinds. So Dow Tile is a major, major tile manufacturer. Now, what you saw, was it like a ceramic tile, or was it a ceramic tile also?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, interesting enough, no, I'm not familiar with one being called exactly for that. But what I was going to say is if you have a good solid ceramic tile floor and you do the floor leveler in between the mortar joints, you can do ceramic on top of ceramic.
You can.
You can.
Oh,
it's not always advised.
Well,
I've not seen it done on a wall.
Okay.
And you know, I remember a tile guy telling me he was going to go over it, and I preferred to still take it up. So,
okay.
But yeah, it was what size tile was this?
It was a big block. It was
big block.
You know, it was like the newer style.
Okay. So that helps too. Because once you get that floor leveled, like I'm thinking of the old maybe home that was built in the 70s where you have 4-inch squares and you can almost lay your pinky in the grout line. You know, they're pretty deep grout lines. So really when you think about it, if you used a floor leveling compound, you filled all those grout lines and then the tile itself was smooth. One of those large area tiles is, you know, 16 by 16, straddle all that, and you actually have a pretty good base for it. So,
good.
Yeah, it can be done. It can be done for sure.
Okay, great. I just didn't want to tear up all my tile.
Yeah? Yeah, the reason I asked, too, there's also this whole new line, which is probably the hottest thing in flooring right now, called LVT. And LVT is not ceramic tile, though you couldn't tell the difference. It looks like ceramic tile. It can look like slate. It can even look like wood. And it's a big square. It's probably 16-inch by 16-inch. And that can go directly over anything. That can go over vinyl. That can go over ceramic tile. That can go over a wood floor. It's the hottest thing going right now. It's warm and comes in either planks or squares. But that might be something you want to just take a look at, too.
Where would you find that?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Flooring store, big box stores have it. It's called LVT, and you're going to hate what LVT stands for because it sounds cheap. It stands for luxury vinyl tile, but you'll never know it's vinyl.
Cool. Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and again, the number is 749-5500. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, 12:30, we'll have Scott Kimmel. He is with Culligan Water, and we'll talk about water softeners. We'll talk about reverse osmosis. And if you are in an area where you have hard water, in fact, if you have never had your water tested, I would recommend doing that. We got a lot of hard water in the northern Kentucky, Cincinnati, greater Cincinnati area, a lot of hard water caused by limestone. And, of course, Culligan has bottled water, small bottles, large bottles. But learning what a water softener does and how it functions, because it's also very misunderstood. So that's why I kind of wanted to bring Scott in. So he will be in with us at 12:30. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Xtermatol Termite and Pest Control. And the only pest experts that I use at home, locally owned, I've told often. In fact, I was talking to somebody this week about my experience with ants. Ants are very, very active right now. And with this crazy weather where it's 90s and then it's, you know, 50s, ants literally changed their diet. And Xtermatol Pest Controls, they can educate you on that. So if you're struggling right now controlling ants in your home, using different baits, and you're still seeing a lot of ants, it's because some of those baits are carbohydrate baits. Some of them are protein baits. And depending on what the weather is, the ants change their diet, just like we do. They may not be attracted to the bait you're using. The folks at Xtermatol kind of analyze all that. They change out baits. They have combination baits. And if you want to really get that population of pest under control at your home, get yourself a fine pest control company like Xtermatol. All right, we'll take a little break. I'll give you the phone number if you'd like to get a little conversation going regarding a home improvement project before Scott gets in here in about 15 minutes. Those lines are open. It's 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
Let your voice be heard.
I want to get rid of the mask. I want to stop wearing the mask.
Your voice on 55KRC, the talk station.
1219 it is, at home with Gary Sullivan, working our way up to the 1 o'clock hour. Let's get back to the phones here, and we have J.D. J.D., welcome. Joe, sorry, looks like a D.
What happens when you get old, Gary?
Yeah, that's what happens when you get old and you don't have your glasses on.
Yes, it's Joe.
All right, Joe. How can we help?
Okay. All righty. So I have an older deck. It's that the decking itself is that it's not the real wood. I can't think of the word, the name
Composite
of it.
Composite tracks.
Yes, the tracks. Okay, so that's quite oxidized. And then there's also a white vinyl railing around the decking, and that has, I don't know if it's oxidation, but it's got a lot of discoloration. It's kind of gotten gray, and there's a lot of cracking. It looks like cracking, but the surface is still smooth, so it's like it's into the white vinyl railing. I don't know. I've tried cleaning it with different products.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got a real high power washer, if that would remove it or if it needs to be replaced. I don't know.
Yeah, the white vinyl railing, that sounds like that may be a challenge to get that clean. There's actually a plastic spray paint if you wanted to go that route.
Okay.
You know, make sure you cover up that deck. But I know exactly what you're talking about. A lot of times we'll find these white plastic resin chairs that get kind of grayish and just old looking.
And
I've tried
crack,
a thousand
like a
different.
Crack.
Yeah, I've tried a thousand different cleaners on that, and I've not found anything that really works. And I mean, I always talk about oxygenated bleach cleaner, and that didn't work either. So it is a little bit of oxidation. There's two things. There is a plastic spray paint, Krylon makes it, for plastic patio furniture. And it works very well. I'm sure it'd work well on this too. So it'd be a total cover-up. But the other thing is there's a product out there called Shutter Saver, which is a cleaner for plastic, and then it's a clear solution you paint on it, and it actually paints on where it's like milky white and dries clear. But I don't know if that's going to work, so I'd probably try the paint.
Okay, the paint. Okay, yeah. And what do you think, what's the best way to clean that deck, that track stuff?
Yeah.
I had a power wash last year, but it's still, you can still see like a dirt, a discoloration in the cracks of it.
Yeah. Well, that too will be, they've had some issues before they started capping composite decking. Most composite decking now has a PVC cap on it. But there's a very, very good cleaner for composite decking. It is the oxygenated bleach, but it's the very high grade of oxygenated bleach. So there's a website called Defy, D-E-F-Y, woodstain.com. And they have a deck cleaner, which really is second to none. It's a very high grade. It's a powder. You mix it with water. You put it on the deck surface, and you wait about 10 minutes. You reapply and then agitate it with like a street broom and then rinse it off.
And what do you apply it with? You use like a paint roller? Or
You could use a tank sprayer and just spray it on.
Okay.
You know, just distribute it that way. But that's the best
thing. Is it harmful, the bushes around?
You should cover them, but it's nothing like a bleach or anything. It's not, anything.
So just kinda put a sheet over. Okay,
right,
gotcha.
Right, exactly.
Well, hey, this is awesome.
So that's,
I appreciate that.
You're quite welcome. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
All right, take care. You do the same. Bye-bye. All right, and let's get to John here. John, welcome.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Got a 17-year-old cement driveway, and it's got a lot of spider cracking on it, surface cracks, and they're not really anything you can get your fingernail into. It looks like, you know, the crack's right below the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out a way to, I know I probably can't cover it up with a clear sealant.
No.
But I want to try to save the driveway without, you know, resurfacing it, which, you know.
Well, even if there's those fine cracks and you resurface it, it's probably
still going to crack.
Yeah, it's not a good strong bottom. So if you tap on that, does it sound hollow underneath?
No, it's solid. I power washed it last year and didn't really notice a whole lot. The driveway looks to be in pretty decent shape. There's a couple of, you know, little crevices in there, you know, where it's, you know, the weather's kind of gotten to it.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the, you know, driveway looked pretty good. So I didn't seal it. I should have last year, and it probably would have saved it.
Yeah.
And of course, over the winter, you know, it tends to do a job on it. It gets cold and warms up, and, you know, what concrete does. So now I'm faced with a situation where, I mean, it doesn't look too bad when it dries out, but after good rain, until the driveway dries out, I mean, you can see the, you know, the spider cracks. And again, it's not, I can't get my finger in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
It's not really on the surface.
That's what I was just trying to figure out. That's why I asked if it was hollow, because, you know, if it's not through the surface, there's not much you can do except break it up, and you don't want to do that. I mean, it's fine, and eventually it's going to crack, I would assume.
With a crack, you could score it and, you know, fill it up and then do it. But with this, it's like I say, it's a little strange. So if I put some kind of a sealant on there, do you think that would
– Well,
I know you can't really cover the crack up.
Right.
But
it's,
it would,
but you would minimize – you would minimize the absorption of moisture. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be beneficial. In fact, there's a lot of people that if they have like spalling with like a little divot that pops out, and they won't even patch it because the patch is going to be unsightly. So they'll just seal that divot. And again, that helps it, you know, minimizes it from becoming much worse. So I definitely get it sealed with a, you know, good breathable sealer that we always talk about, siloxane based sealer. And I don't know how long or how much time you're buying. I would, if it were mine,
would
that's
be better than, yeah, anything would be better than just leaving it alone.
Right.
That's the situation.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would seal it.
So, okay. That's all I need to know.
All right. Very good, John. Thanks.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye. All right, and we got Jim. Jim, welcome. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
Fire away.
Well, you're a hard man to get a hold of.
I try to be.
You had a caller that called in a little while ago. He was having a problem with his cistern.
Yeah.
His water was tasting bad.
Yes. No, not tasting bad, just smelling.
Well, smelly. Okay.
In the cistern, well, not in the house.
He's got in the cistern.
Right.
Okay, but his water that he's using in the house comes out of the cistern.
Yes, that's the way I understood it.
Okay. Well, let me pass on to you what little bit I know.
Okay.
People that will let the rain, when it starts raining, they say, oh, I better put some water in my cistern. And they go out and they make sure that it's running in there, and that's fine. But the problem is when you run that cold water in on top of that water in the cistern sometimes, and you've already got a bacteria setting up, that will increase it. And that is what we call souring
okay.
the water. People should let the roof cool off before they turn the water into the cistern. Do not turn the water in and never turn it out. That's bad.
Gotcha.
Especially if you're going to use it.
Right.
And domestically, inside your house. You don't want that. Because it will cause it to have an odor, and it will cause an off flavor in it.
Yeah, now, so I didn't, yeah. So what I was concentrating, obviously it's got to be the bacteria, and I don't know a whole lot about cisterns.
Yeah.
So I was focusing on above the water line. So what you say makes it, you know, that makes a tremendous amount of sense. Yeah.
I know a little bit about that because, for one thing, I haul water.
All right.
Two people with cisterns.
There you go.
And they'll tell me they've got this problem. They'll say, well, and they notice when they start buying water to put in the cistern that it changes. Yes, it will, because it's coming from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And but one of the biggest problems is people do not let their roof wash off a little bit and cool off before they turn that water in there.
Gotcha.
And they will still get some in there, and every once in a while a cistern needs to be cleaned.
Right.
If a lot of people could see what's in the bottom, very bottom of their cistern, they wouldn't want to drink it anyway.
Right.
And I have people that I haul water to, but will not drink it.
Sorry.
Because they're just, and that's why they have tasted cistern water.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that. I use it to wash your dishes with, wash your hair, take a bath, take a shower. But I don't want to drink it.
Right. All right.
Well, there you go.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's kind of easy. That's kind of easy to have. We haul water to cisterns. We have a well that is all inspected by the state and everything, and we have to test it. It gets chlorinated, and it gets all of that before it goes in our trucks.
Yeah.
To go out to the cisterns.
Very good.
And I'm just an old country boy, and I learned a lot of things the hard way.
Yeah, we all do, country or not.
So I thought I would pass that along to you.
I appreciate you, Jim. Thank you very much.
If they decide to have a cistern clean, that's a good idea. Clean a cistern once in a while.
Yeah.
Do not let anybody get down in that cistern with a power washer.
No. Well,
after that, you won't have to worry about, but you use a lot more water.
Right.
Because they get down there, that power washer, turn it on full blast, and the next thing you know, you've got water weeping out of the cistern.
Yeah, then you got problems.
Losing it. You got problems. That's the problem with power washers. Nobody reads the instructions. Nobody says, if a little bit's good, a whole lot's better.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, pressure washers are fun, but they do a lot of damage if they get in the hands of the wrong people. Hey, appreciate it, Jim. Thank you for your input. It was very helpful. And we'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55KRC The Talk.
Fuller Information Technologies, Saturday nights at 7 on 55KRC The Talk Station.
All right, back at it we go. 12:35 on your Saturday. You're at home with Gary Sullivan as we work our way through the weekend. Of course, we do the show tomorrow morning, 9 to noon, and you're more than invited to join us. We'll cover an array of topics about your home. Right now, joining me is Scott Kimmel. He is with Culligan Water, and we're going to talk a little bit about the water in the greater Cincinnati area. Scott, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. Just got a whole lesson on cistern water.
I heard that. I definitely concur with most of what your listeners had said, but, you know, definitely cleaning the cistern is certainly a key there. And
yeah.
And I would obviously always have the water tested before actually using.
Boy, you know what I know about cistern water?
Huh?
Everything Jim just said. And that's all I know about cistern water. That's why he was calling. He was going to enlighten me, and he did.
And he certainly did.
Yeah. So, you know, well water, city water, how would you rate the greater Cincinnati area in terms of water quality?
You know, water quality, I would say it's safe. You know, it's the water is chlorinated, sanitized. It's considered potable. It stays up with the regulations, federal regulations, local regulations. The water overall is safe. And then yet, the water is also hard. The water is also, as most everybody here, 85 plus percent of the entire greater Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky, you know, up into up through Warren, out into the, I would say, just pretty much the whole entire tri-state area has 85 plus percent of it has hard water.
So, what's so bad about hard water? Why do people need to be concerned about that?
Well, hard water is calcium limestone. It's dissolved rock. Hard water kind of acts like bag cluster in an artery. It collects on the inside of plumbing, the pipes. It's aggressive towards pretty much all your water using appliances that throughout the whole entire home. So from your dishwasher to your washer machine to to your skin.
Yeah. And even shower doors, shower heads, water heaters, ice cube makers, the whole works, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, hard water is, you know, just to, like you speak to the water heater, it comes inside the actual water heater itself. Mm-hmm. Hard water is heavier than water, so it drops into the bottom end of the heater. And as it drops into the bottom end of the heater, it sits on top of that heating element and insulates that heating element. And then once it starts heating that element, it'll force that heating element to work longer and harder than it has to in order for that thermostat that's inside that water heater to reach its desired degree.
So,
in order for it to shut itself off.
Right. So with Culligan's help, we have the ability to soften that water. So I know I hear ways, do we filter it out? Do we electrically charge the particle? How do we get rid of the hard water?
How do we? So what you're going to do is actually use what we use. Mm. What we use and what we have found that you is effective is using ion exchange, which is your traditional salt-based water softeners.
Okay.
So with salt-based water softeners is basically what has been used since the dawn of water softeners, since the 1930s. So what's better, what's huge with water treatment today is efficiency. It's just like your cars. It's just like your furnaces. They all drive four tires, steering wheel, gas, and oil. Furnaces still, you know, blow cold air using Freon. Furnaces still use, you know, gas, oil, forced air. They're just a lot more efficient today. Same with water softeners. They're just a lot more efficient today, and that's using less salt, less water, backwashing less often, and just being a lot more efficient today. You've got a lot of units that are out there that are, like salt-free units, and we certainly use a salt-free conditioner. And in our salt-free conditioner, it will help and reduce, but it wouldn't give you the EPA's definition of what salt water is, which is less than 1 grain of hard water.
Right.
And like I was sharing with you before, the most of the tri-state area, 85% of that has 12 grains, or I should say, depending on where you're at, 8 to 27 grains of hard water. And anything over 7, according to the United States Department of Interior, is considered hard water.
So with a Culligan water softener, I'm just trying to, is it filtering the hardness out or not?
No, filtering is actually softening. So what happens is calcium is attracted to resin. Resin is actually what is inside the water softener. So hard water comes into the actual water softener. There's resin that's inside there, and the hard water is attracted to it.
Okay.
So once that hard water is been pulled out of the water supply, that resin gets exhausted. It needs to get rid of what it's collected. So what it'll do is it'll backwash, depending on the type of Culligan you got in your home, but it'll backwash, say, 2 to 3 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
And when it does that, it uses sodium chloride to clean itself. It'll draw salt water from the salt tank into the resin tank, and when salt comes in contact with that resin, it allows that resin to release the hard water it's collected and then drains on out to your sewage.
So salt gets a bad rap in this too, because people think we're ingesting salt, but the salt is a rinsing agent. It's going right out with the hard particles away from the house.
Correct. Right. Salt doesn't soften water. A lot of people think, hey, I got this huge salt tank here, and now I'm drinking the Atlantic Ocean here. That's not the case.
Yeah.
It's salt only used to clean itself. It's just like, you know, your soap for your washer machine, your soap for your dishwasher. It all runs to drain once it goes into that final rinse.
Also, if you soften your water, you'll use less soap.
And that's exactly it. So you're going to use 46% less soap, and soap-related products throughout the entire home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So the Culligan, you know, I mean, that's a name everybody knows, and it's a name that says quality, and I can attest for that. I don't know how long it's been since I've had a Culligan water softener, but the one previously was an inexpensive self-install one.
Sure.
Actually, the one previously was from another company. The one previous from that was a self-installed, maybe got 8 years out of them. And there's no comparison from the softness of the water and the longevity.
You know, and one of your, and you and I have been talking for some time, you know, one of our previous conversations we've had was, as you used to share with me, is tell me how the water some days would feel soft and other days it would not.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of people share that same experience, and they don't understand why. And what's happening is the resin is dying. So the fill, like the media that we were just talking about, mm-hmm. it has a lifespan. Mm-hmm. And then if the unit was improperly installed, meaning that the water wasn't properly tested, they didn't determine if chlorine was in the water supply. And if chlorine is in the water supply, what happens is chlorine will eat that resin. It will dry it up, just like chlorine dries your skin. You know,
right,
how your mom
right.
tells you to wear gloves when using bleach? Well, mm-hmm. same concept, right? So chlorine dries. It oxidizes, pulls that oxygen, that moisture out of the resin, and it dries it up. Cracks it and what we call fouling it out, and fouls out the resin, kills the resin. And so 100% of your media bed after a, depending on that unit, like that store brand you were telling me about,
right.
big box that you had previously, you're quickly depleting the percentage of the bed. So, you know, after 1-2 years where you had 100% efficiency day one, after, you know, 1-2 years, you can be down to 50%, 35%, and after time, it'll eventually go to zero.
How long does the resin last in, like, a Culligan water softener?
So on a Culligan, it's got a lifetime warranty on the whole entire the tank.
Okay.
So the resin itself has got a lifetime warranty on it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then, again, applying, making sure that the unit has been properly sized, properly the water's been tested, and applied. Yes.
Now, if somebody most people know if they have hard water, I think, you know, because you got the spots on the shower door and you got plumbing issues periodically. But if they don't know or just want to know if their water is hard, do you test for free, or how's that work?
So just go to Culligan.com. Mm-hmm. And you'll see on our website, we'd be happy to come out and test your water. You can call us at 513-793-6640, and we'll have somebody come out. Generally, a lot of time we get a customer that will ask, how long does this take? For us to come in and do what we need to do,
mm-hmm.
10 to 20 minutes tops.
Wow,
but
okay.
It really depends on what the customer's questions and concerns
right.
might be. Well, on average.
I know you guys do a great job educating people, just like you're doing right now. Can I hold you on for a little bit, take a little break, because I want to touch base on a couple other things,
yeah,
if you got
absolutely.
The time. All right,
yeah.
Scott, sit tight. We'll continue At Home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55KRC, The Talk.
Get Sean Hannity weekdays at 3 on 55KRC and online at 55KRC.com.
Scott Kimmel, he is my guest. He is with Culligan Water. We're talking about the Culligan water softeners. And Scott, before we get into a little bit of lesson on reverse osmosis, you guys have bottled water. You have a service where you deliver water, and with businesses kind of getting back That might be a big play again, huh?
Oh, absolutely. We are, and fortunately, we are an essential business. Being in the water business, obviously, we fortunately are we are an essential business. So yes, we do deliver bottled water. We deliver salt. Water treatment. We're full service, commercial, industrial. We got a full commercial team. Rich Chamberlain, Todd Costa, come out. They'll also do the same thing. So if you need something from your business, meaning that you need bottled water delivered, needing to add, replace, or service a water softener or any sort of water treatment, Rich Chamberlain will be happy to come out there and take care of that for you.
Very good. And again, your website, they can get the phone number and make appointments on the website? Or
Absolutely. Again, that would be also full service also as well.
Okay.
And so if you're needing bottled water delivery, and we cover the complete tri-state area, and including the Dayton area also as well. We deliver water also up in those parts.
Very good. So getting back, we were talking about water softeners, and then a lot of people get confused because then they hear something about reverse osmosis, and they ask me, now, is that a different type of water softener?
The water softening is just that, and it's just the removal of hard water, right? Softening, hardness. And then reverse osmosis is the art of removing most anything and everything out of your water supply. So let's say you've got somebody who's got a bottled water bill. You know, they currently have a service where they've got bottled water, and they don't want to pick up the jugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't want to go to the store, or they want to start cooking with it, rinsing vegetables off with it. You can save with the reverse osmosis and have something like that installed in your home.
So when I see these new water fountains where you fill up your water bottle, it's just regular tap water, or could that be reverse osmosis?
It could be reverse osmosis. You know, when I go to the gym, you know, you've got the little touch free,
right?
Go right up to the fountain, right?
Right?
You know, that could be reverse osmosis, or it could just be a good, strong carbon filtration type of unit, which is, you know, which is better than nothing.
Right.
But again, I'm not saying that city water, you know, is unsafe by any means. We're just taking something that is safe and potable according to the federal government and cleaning it up, right? We're just taking it to the next level.
So you test for that. What are you, before you were testing for hardness, if I wanted to get like a really good quality, you know, I want to improve the quality of water, not necessarily just the hardness, but I want everything or as much as you can take out of that water out. What do you test for?
I test for, so one test that we would do is what's called total dissolved solids. You know, what's a dissolved solid? It can be a dissolved salt, metal. It's a total test. It just gives you, and what you're looking for, the lower the number, the better the quality of water. Cincinnati, depending on the area, you're looking around 175 to 250. And again, you're looking as close to zero as possible is what you're goaling towards. But there's other things like we would test for in regards to water, which would be lead, right? So a lot of our infrastructure in the greater Cincinnati area is older, right?
Right.
It's a huge topic. It's a huge conversation of, you know, when you watch on the news on a daily basis, you know, it is definite. There's plenty of plumbing and pipes that have, you know, concerns, and certainly a reverse osmosis would address those concerns.
Overall, since Culligan kind of the leader in water quality and everything, what is the forecast of water quality? I mean, is there a forecast? Is it going to continue to be good? I know we had that Flint, Michigan incident 3 or 4 years ago, but what's the water quality of the country look like?
You know, I would say regulations, you know, like PTHMs, right? Mm-hmm. which is pretty popular conversation or subject matter, like in Claremont County, which is a byproduct of chlorine. And when I first got into the business 23 years ago, it was a chemical that was tested but not regulated. Now it's a chemical tested and regulated and highly regulated. So I would say just regulations and understanding the water supply is what everybody's looking to do. You know, does the government apply stronger regulations or to things like arsenic? Mm-hmm. These things are in your water supply. What they'll do is they'll just state what is more of an acceptable level. And it can, and it would depend on the water supply. It would depend on if it's city water municipality, sure, or if it is a well, or if it is a community well, mm-hmm, or like we were talking about earlier, a cistern, right?
Right, right. Gotcha. If you were going to put a reverse osmosis in a home, and maybe they just redid their kitchen or countertops, is there a spigot for that, or do they share the spigot, or how's that work?
Good question. So it is, so reverse osmosis, you can get it with a separate faucet, and that's pretty much what everybody, you know, most of what you're going to find in the big box stores, that separate faucet. But many people don't want to have that separate faucet, right? They don't want to have their main faucet and a miniature faucet hanging off to the side of the on the counter there. And so what we have is what's called ClearLink. And what it is a Bluetooth button that will allow you to use your main faucet for dispensing reverse osmosis or bottle quality water rather than your main faucet there.
Very good. Well, you sound like you've answered everything quite nicely. We're more educated now, Scott, just because of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I appreciate it too. So if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
They can go to Culligan.com.
All right.
And it's as simple as that. You're going to go right to the Culligan Water Cincinnati webpage. And then you've also got our office here in Blue Ash,
okay,
which is 513-793-6640. And then we obviously have our bottled water plant that is right here in Fairfield. So you can all find it at Culligan.com, and we'll be happy to help you.
And, Scott, as I always say, you are the Culligan man. You are the Culligan man. Thank you much, my friend. Appreciate it.
You're the best. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. All right. So we've had a lot of questions over the years on, what a water softener does. And so hopefully that conversation, I thought it was pretty interesting and gave a good, solid explanation of it. And then also the reverse osmosis. So we thank Scott Kimmel for doing that again. Culligan.com, that'll give you a lot more information, or just give him a call. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today. And Danny Boy says he's been here forever. I mean, he's happy to be finished, I think. Don't forget, pick up our podcast. You can get that at the iHeart app. Just click Podcast at Home with Gary Sullivan. And good Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.